Welcome to the Controversy Podcast with me, Brett Lechner. It's no stranger to anybody that the workforce has been complete shit. You know, whether you work in a company or are part of the hiring process or you're looking for a job, it just seems like it's just shit, you know? Nobody wants to go to work. Nobody wants to do any work. And, you know, nobody wants to leave the house. Nobody wants to, you know, go work for an employer, you know, that they know is just going to be shit. You know, sometimes one thing that COVID pandemic, let's not even call it a pandemic. I mean, the show is controversy, so let's not even call it a pandemic. You know, the COVID situation, you know, one thing it did expose was why work for somebody that sucks? You know, and exposed businesses to exposed people to, or businesses to, competitive advantages. You know, I used to work for a company that their competitive advantage was that they hired pretty damn good. Let me rephrase that. Their pay was pretty damn good. And the benefits was amazing. They had that over pretty much any job starting out. So that was their competitive advantage. You know, so of course they always had, you know, people that worked there that were there for the money. You know, but that's what they owned. They had that. And so, you know, years gone by and they stopped, like, giving raises, you know, and then the culture, you know, stopped being so hot. And what happened was the company caught up with everybody in the pandemic. It's, if you lose your, you know, if you lost your competitive advantage, it evened the playing field. Like, everybody, you know, doesn't want to work for that. You know, that people want to go work for a competitive advantage. You know, some companies got into this and figured it out. You know, they figured out that most people want to work at home for good pay and not deal with any of that bullshit that came along. Because the reality was, you know, people got sick of that fucking shit. People got sick of having to put a mask on, and people still got to put masks on. It's so ridiculous. You know, they don't, but they're scared of losing their job. And that, you know, that has killed companies. Companies don't see that they have fed into this, and they have been a part of why people have left. Instead of just facing, you know, whatever was going to be thrown at them and realizing that what their employees wanted, they just kept going on with the charade. And that killed a lot of people's workforce. And that generally killed the whole workforce because nobody wanted to return to, you know, being in a crappy environment with crappy pay and with having to put up with all these rules and mandates and all this other mumbo jumbo. You know, now with gas prices soaring and, you know, inflation, nobody wants to go. It's costing people more of a headache to go to work that doesn't even pay okay. You know, so if you're an employer listening to this, you got to pay your, the only thing out of this is paying your people more, paying them more, making, having a better culture for them, you know, and really taking a step back as your own, business and looking for competitive advantages. You know, how can you beat the competition and how can you offer people more than just pay to come work for you? You know, maybe you can offer them skill sets that will build their future. You know, maybe you have paid college training. I don't know, whatever it is, you know, that's for you to come up with. But you got to find competitive advantages. That's how it's going to, that's the only way you're going to bring people back to work. You know, the one company that I saw, I don't even know if they're aware of it, but they're hiring and their competitive advantage was that, you know, they do charities, you work with the charities, but their competitive advantage was you get to network with important people. That is their competitive advantage. And so who wouldn't want to work for that? You know? Especially anybody of ambition, why would they not want to go work for that? So that's it, you know. This pandemic has just really brought forth an ugliness, or not ugly. Well, maybe ugly. You know, the whole curtain that has been shielded. The whole curtain that shielded the whole workforce for a long time. And now you're seeing what, you know, when that got ripped open, everybody saw behind the line. So now as an employer, what do you have to offer employees that no other company doesn't? That's the reality of today's marketplace when it comes to jobs. You know, I look on Indeed, I look on these sites, and I see a lot of the same things. You know, it's a lot of the same competitive pay, all this. But what is it that, you know, makes somebody that really wants to apply for your company? What is it? You know, do you have brand equity? Do you have stuff that, you know, people already know about when they go on to Indeed? And if they don't, you know, maybe you can throw on their Instagram pages if you have an Instagram page. You know, I've seen some companies, you know, they'll do a YouTube, not necessarily YouTube, but just a quick video of what the company is, you know, instead of just, if they have their own YouTube channel, just like, hey, check us out on YouTube. You know, what is it that to entice people? What can they have as a career where, you know, they'll gladly join for life? You know, these are all good questions to think about. You know, it's no longer about, you know, hey, I'm going to post this job offering and people are going to come flocking to it. Now it's, what do you have that others don't? And that's it. You know, that's where the trend is. That's where the marketplace has gone. You know, this is the new cycle. So you can either adapt or you can die. All right, guys, I'll see you on another episode.